Today is the last Omid in Perik Tomid Nishchat. A gewaldige accomplishment. Big Perik and Shas, Kochim Dik. So, the last Gemara we just had, I'll just say over the Yisoid that the Gemara says comes out based on Tosis and Omid Aleph. When you scoop up the blood, according to Machlok Rabbi Yudah and Chachom in the Mishnah, it was Pshalobitza and Chachomim. Rabbi Yudah held, Pekorim Pesach, you take a cup, a kli, and you scoop up the blood from the floor, and you sprinkle the zayuk on the mizbeach. Now, there are two types of dams. There's dam that's nishpach from the tzavra behema directly on the floor. That's called dam posel, and that dam is not allowed to be thrown on the mizbeach. That's a problem. But kahanim azgizim, so we're not concerned about that type of dam because that dam they were for sure makabel in the kli, and that you're not taking picky scooping up. What you're trying to accomplish by scooping up was maybe there was dam that was this kabel in the kli, which is a good kabbalah, and now it spilled on the floor and it never had a chance to reach the mizbeach because of the zrizus, because of the hastiness, they spilled it after it was a good kabbalah, which is not dam posel. Fakir, this behemah never had a zrika because the behemah's dam was this kabel, but was never nizrak. So they scoop it up. Now, amongst the dam that you're supposed to Bizarik, there's also dam called Damatamtis. Damatamtis is not the dam shan nefesh boy. The kapora, the zrika is totally in the posek, like it says, ki adamu bin nefesh ichaper. So you want to get the dama nefesh. Now the question is, if there's Damatamtis, which is a majority, because Damatamtis is all the other domim that keep on squirting from the behema, so why is that not mevatel the dama nefesh that you dropped after it fell from the kli? The Damatamtis is not mevatlit. Why? Because the Yudah Shita is ein dam mevatl dam, which means that being it's min b'minoi, dam is not mevatl dam. Chachomim, shaloi b'tzen chachomim held, dam is yes mevatl dam. Please don't look at it as min b'minoi. One of them is kosher dam, and one of them is not the dam that's supposed to, maybe it's like maya ba'alma, look at it like water. But it's not like dam posel. It's not the problem that you're throwing that on the mizbeach. That's never the issue. The issue with being zurich dam posel is only dam shenishmach mitzava behema. That's dam posel. That you can't be throwing on the mizbeach. Dam shenishmach straight from the tzavra behema on the floor is dam posel because we're never niskabel in the kli. Dam me'atzavi kablani, you have to accept it first in the kli and then be zurich on the mizbeach. So dam that was nishmach directly, that's like a dam posel. But that we're not concerned about because there's zrizim and they were makabel it. And if it would have fallen on the floor, then that would be a problem to throw on the mizbeach. But damatamtzis, even though it's not dam kosher, but it's not the din of dam posel either. It's damatamtzis is not the right dam. It's like maya ba'alma. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say that it's not mevatel the damatamtzis. Why is it, I'm sorry, the damatamtzis is not mevatel the damanefesh. Why? Because damanefesh that was accepted in the kli is not going to be mevatel because of the damatamtzis. That was accepted. That was stam that squirted out after the dama nefesh because dama tamtzis is min b'minoi. According to Chachomim, no, this is good dam and this is it's not dam posel. Dam posel in al bizarik on a behe on the mizbeach. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Avari have a majority of dama tamtzis, but that's not called throwing dam posel on the mizbeach. Meaning dama tamtzis might not be the right dam. It's like Maya Ba'alma, but it's not Mevatel the kosher dam. Say it again. Damatamtzis is not the dam that you. It's together, mixed together with. On the floor, it's mixed together with the dam that fell from the kli, of course. Because you have all the animal keeps on squirting. You're only accepting. What do you mean, Damatamtzis? Where's the dam from where? The dam that
after the nefesh, you said after the dam.
That's called damatamtzis. After the nefesh, it's called damatamtzis. Damatamtzis doesn't go in the kli because the kli can only hold a certain amount. But that dam l'chayish should be mevatel that which is scooped up, which is the dam that fell from the kli, assuming that he dropped it after he accepted it. Zokter b'yude ain dam mevatel dam. But is it considered now that you also threw dam that posel on the mizbeach? Avada nish. Damatamtzis is not dam posel. Dam posel means dam that was never accepted in the kli. Kahanim zgizim they accept in the kli. Dam said that was never accepted in the kli is dam posel. We're not concerned about dam posel. It's not dam posel. It's not dam kosher either, dam tamtzis. But it's not dam posel. Dam posel means dam that was nishbach minatzavah and not in the kli. Damatamtzis is not the dam that the nefesh yoytze boy. It's not the dam that it gets a kapora. But it's not dam posel. But at the same time, even though it's not dam posel, it's not dam kosher. So it should be mevatel. It's mevatel the dam that you just scooped up. that fell from the kli. So mele, it's a dam that's not kosher, but it's not a dam posel either.
Zogt der Gemara, the third line from the top. Tanya omer len Rabbi Yudel Chachom ledivreichem. According to you, that you don't think that it's a good idea to scoop up the blood. According to me, they plugged the Azora Erev Pesach in order that you should be able to scoop up the blood from all the vast amount of karbonis, so there'll be a zrika from the one that you might have never done a zrika on after you mekabel in the kli. So omer len Rabbi Yudel Chachom ledivreichem. According to you, lo mepoiken es Azora. Zogt Rashi ledivreichem. As neck of chaim is hazorah shadom is avim ba'ama yoytzim ba'y luchutz ba'y poikin oysim b'chol avim psochim. So bishlam l'didi k'desh l'yeyte kol dam anishbach, I want to make sure that it doesn't escape. I want to eventually scoop up. U'kishamila kois ta'agoy v'nim tzimi kulam b'toy choy, everything is in there, meaning dam atam and dam anefesh and it's good. V'im nishbach echad man b'loy zrika, if one of the cups were never thrown on the mizbeach and was nishbach without zrika, nim tzorik mimenu. So according to me, I understand what is a p'kika that you poikin hazorah. But according to you, you're like chomim the whole scooping. So why do you even plug it up that it should be filled up? Omuloi shvach b'nei Aaron sheyechol da'kuviseyim bedam. It's a shvach. It's a beauty from the Aaron that they walk with until their knees in the dam. That's a beautiful shvach. Now the Chassam Sofer in Perek Lulav HaGozel in Sukkah learns from this Gemara. If you have an esrig and it's all brown because of mishmush hayad, you know, you touch it after a few days, it becomes people pass and hold it. He said, that's a hider in the esrig. Ah, it's not hider, but we see over here, shvachu, lebnei Aaron, sheikha, like I'm saying, bedam, a usage, even though it's something that's maybe taken away from the hider. We have to know, but the answer didn't hider. But like upon him, he says, mishmush ayad, it's a hider in the esrig. So some achronim ask him this, that oy bezoi, we know the halach is ne'er chanukah. Dova be'iter ma'tov. It's almost chanukah. But ne'er chanukah, the halach is, if you have a cheres, a chanukah made out of cheres, and it gets all clay and dirty, you should not use it the second day after you use it the first day. A type of, we don't have that today, but if you have a cheres, they got a chanukiah. I we just said over here that it's a shvachu l'bnei Aaron sheikha l'kusim bedam, and a chassam sefer learns that a mishmush is a hidur, so why is a chanukah different? You have to mechalik between them. Okay, you want to say here it's mias, here it's be'etzim, something that putrid, and here it's not, here it's a mishmush, it's a hidur. Mekam mechalik them. Come on, that's the kasha that's asked on this chassam sefer. Zok the Gemara, frak the Gemara, v'ko chayetz. Very good, you said it's a shayna hidur. But the ma'aseh is a din that the kahanim have to walk between their feet and the ritzpah. That's derech sherus. And it can't be any chatzitz in between. If they stand on something, on regal chaver, the Gemara says, zvachim tezvav, it's a chatzitz. So frak the Gemara, what's the kasha, v'ko chayetz? It's a chatzitz. It's a chatzitz. Between the regal and the ritzpah. And for the Gemara, it's not a chatzitza. Why? Lachu, be'en a choytzitz. Being that it's wet, it's not choytzitz. Now, the Gemara's kash of chatzitza is state in Sidrei Taira, Gabe Diz, Gabe Nida, that when we say, let's say, a mute, she'en a makpid, is not choytzitz, you don't look at the whole body. You look at the area that you're discussing. So Vibalt, you're looking now at the area which is the tachtis of the regular of the koyin and the floor and the ritzpah. That has to be on the floor. So you don't look at, oh, the regal is a mute, clapping the whole goof. No. On the regal, it's the whole regal. The whole palm of the foot is maledam. So mele, there's no sugi of mute. But mitzad, the fact that it's lach, it's not choytzitz. Lach is not choytzitz. Now, the Mishnah Melech, there's a Mishnah in Yuma that says that the Kahanim, the Kohen Gadol, was Ola, he came out of the mikveh umistapik and he used to dry himself. And then he put on the begodim. Zok the Mishmelech, why was he mistat? Why did he have to dry himself? So it shouldn't be chatzitza between the begodim and the goof, al psoroi. So over here we see lach is not choytzitz. So the Beker Yosef says a fundamental difference. He says that big day kuna, over there, algemein lach is taka not choytzitz. Usually lach is not choytzitz. By big day kuna, there's a special din of al psoroi. There's an al-besorah dikadin, not mitzad the regular din of chatzitza. Chatzitza ain't the lach is not choytzit. Nav Kamini, he says, the gabe tefillin, if your hair is wet, that's not a chatzitza. When your tefillin shalosh is on a hair that's also wet. Masha enkein, there's a kahanim, it's din of al-besorah. Al-besorah, when you put it on, forget it's a din in putting it on. Al-besorah, it's not al-besorah because it's wet. Zog the Gemara, okay, the Tanya, where do we find that lach is not choytzit? Zog the Gemara, state in the Braise, this is the gabe tefillah. Hadam, if you have
dam, that's a liquid. Vad yoy, or ink. Vad cholover milk, vad vash. Yevashim, when it's dry, it's choitzin. Lachen en choitzin. Frag the Gemara, nu kasha, vokomat vesem manayu. Their clothing, the begodim of the Kahanim, became dirty and soiled from dam. And there's a din of lechovid ulesifores.
Yes, better. Yes, a kasha. In the Albasari.
Yeah, but that's on the outside, not on the inside.
The
he's asking if it goes in. Maybe it doesn't go in. I hear. And could be that's b'shas the levisha, the lovash hakoyin, the lovash. Then in the levisha, you have to put it on. It has to be al-basalai. Putting it on. That's the whole word that he's saying, I think, the Beki Yosef. Here it's a din in putting it on. It's a din of al-basalai b'shas the levisha. It's a din in the levisha. Not a din in the begot. It's a din in the levisha. Not the hotim chatzitzes. Not al-basalai. Here it's ready. After you're wearing it, even if it goes in, maybe that would not be chisarn. But upon him, zog the Gemara, manayu. That means that it becomes soiled, and there's a problem of soiled. Like we find the Tanan, Vatanya, hoya begoda mitushtoshin. If his clothing were soiled, felt in covered with zefagas, va'ovad amid also psula. So ibazo, yes, mitzat chesitz is no problem because it's lach, but the ma'is it's chesaron and covered with zefagas.
It was up to the ankles with blood. Right. It was beautiful.
Oh.
So the blood is beautiful.
You're asking according to the Chum that Gubi said Shvach. How could Mitushtoshin be Shvach? Yeah. So you wanted to say Kli Cheres is be'etzem putrid. The Gemara is saying now that this is, Gemara is asking that as a kasha. You're asking good. What happened to the Shvachu? Meaning it's a Shvach to go walk into Dam with your bare feet. But it's chisson al chov tzifores if the clothing itself is dirty. And chanami, that'll be the difference.
Right.
On the bottom, boil the bottom. Trust me, bavadras apsula. V'chitem the madlalu lemanayu. Maybe they picked up their clothing. You have a long robe. You lift it, so you're not in the dam. Your feet are in the dam, but your clothing don't get soiled. Now, how do you lift it? Pashas, you lift it because you put it under the avnate. So the problem is, Dr. Gemara, Vatanya, Midoy Vad, Shtetan Posik, Midoy Vad, what do we learn from there? Velobish according to Midoy Vad, Midoy Kemidosoy, that has to be exactly measured, the length of the Koyan. So if it's exactly measured, so if you lift it for a moment, maybe that's not called the Chisona Midoy Vad, because it's the same size. But if you tuck it under your belt, then it's like it's cut, it's like it's missing. Soy Bazoy, Midoy Vad. I think there's a discussion, if you put your talus under your girdle, if putting something under it is like it's cut, okay, I don't have to look into that, but I remember there was some discussion about that in the poskim. But the point is, midoy vad kmidosoy soy bazoy, it's felt in the ganze shear, it's felt in the shear, it's like it's cut because it's tucked under. Shalo yech savelo yoysir, there's a specific midah it has to be. Zok de Gemara, you know when they lifted it and they put it maybe under the avnet, bohoy leches evogin lekevish. Now, the Gemara is soon going to ask, okay, that you just answered by Lechzev only Kevish, what about the rest of the time? But by Lechzev only Kevish at that time, it's not an Avoida, the Lav Avoidi. So, Mela, at that time, it's not a problem that you're not wearing Begodim because it's cut. Frag the Gemara, Veloi, Midaboy, Kuhuna, fact that you need Kuhuna for Lechzev only Kevish, Satarai, it's an Avoidi. The Tanya, Vihik, Vakoin is a Koilam is Becho, Zu Lechzev only Kevish. So we see clearly it's an Avoida. Elo, drop the Lechzev only Kevish. We're talking about specifically by Lechz Eitzim Magocha. The lav avoidi, and that's not a avoider. Okay, but you answered the lechzev only eitzim. But what about the rest of the time? Zokti gemara, the lav avoidi, but lechzev only kevesh by that instance, or which we could have asked right away. But lechzev dam miyohecha azli. How did they go? Lemais, it's a chisaron in begodim mitutustoshtim, and it's avodas apsuloi kamatzvim minayu. It's felt mechovta zefores. At that time, you couldn't lift it. You need midoy vad. Zog the Gemara, the Mizgia Itzdevo. The Mizgia Itzdevo, Zog Rashi, Itzdevo Yishol Binyan HaYishom V'Arein Kiritzbo. There was a platform that they had on the floor. So Mela, it was high enough. They were in it, but Lemais, it's high enough that the clothing did not get sold. So B'Yashav in the Oris says, we noticed a din, they nala be Moisif ala Binyan. So how did they have these Itzdevo? So he says, Halach Lemaish Messina, Vaisles, these Itzdevo, well, Halach Lemaish Messina, they were able to be there. No, it becomes a chelik of the ritzpah. That's good for the vort. The ritzpah is mekadesh. This is a part and parcel of the ritzpah.
So then they didn't go up to their ankles with blood.
The blood vices was higher than that, so they still were up to the ankle, but it wasn't touching the clothing.
It was enough that it was considered the shvachu, but it wasn't that it became soiled the clothing. They elevated where they stood, where it didn't soil the clothing, and it's a chelik of the ritzpah.
This is the same thing without the platform, but on the ground. It could have been...
On the ground, but it didn't, because it says that it would have soiled the clothing if it wouldn't be with it. Without the itzvah, it would have soiled the clothing. Zok di gemara.
You know,
it's
a sheikh with a clean apron.
Zok di gemara, ketza toilet umafshitin. It said in the Mishnah that they were toilet and a mafshid da'or. Koru, they opened up, they tore up, after the skinning, they were koru, and vahitzi was saying, move, they took out the emirin, nosnam b'megis, they put it in a utensil, a megis, a kli, lahaktiram, or vehiktiram, but they did it in order to be makterit. Now, frek the Gemara now is a kasha, it seems like the person that was mafshit is the one that was makter. Now, the hafshotah was not done through the Kahanim, it was done through a zoro also. Or to who gufa have a maktilu? It says laktirum is mashma. The one that was mafshit and placed in the emurin in the megas, he was the one that was maktir. Or to gufa have a maktile? Zokmar emo lehaktirun agam isbeach. Not he himself. He gave it over to the kohen that was maktirit. That's one pshat. Another pshat is the Rashi brings that are you maktirit with that kli? So the Moses knows without the kli. Zok Rashi. Another pshat is not on the etzim person, but rather on the kli. So the actor was in the kli shores, but that was not the kasha. Zog di gemara. Yotza kat rishoyin after the first kat came out and the second one came in. Zog di gemara. Tono kol echad v'echad noisim pischa ba'oiroi. Now, when you carried home your korban pesach, Zog di gemara, they took it in the hide. The korban pesach, they took it back into the hide after they skinned it. Umafshil achoyrev, and they put it behind them like a hobo bag with a stick. You know, you put it behind you. Omar Rav Ilish, Rav Ilish was the name of a chochem, Zog Rashi. Rav Ilish, Tayus, Zog Rashi, der soichim yishmeilim uzeh. What's the word? The word is just like the Arab merchants. They carried themselves. So they were mechav of the mitzvah. They did like the Amoraim. They did the Kovet Shabbos themselves. They did it themselves. They didn't let someone else do it. Fakad mitzvah begufoy, they did it themselves. It's to do it yourself. They were tereach and they did it themselves. That's all chelik l'chaviv v'samitzvah. The Or Sameach, in Hilskom Pesach, he says that we notice a din that a Korban Pesach, you have to make sure there's no Hesach Hadas, it can't become Tomei. So if you mafshel l'achoyrev, it's not befonov. It means all Mishnayis, it has to be seen befonov. So what does l'achoyrev help? So he says that's good for why it says that they did it inside the Oiroi. Because the Or is not metama. Inside the Or, it's not metama, so they can be mafshel l'achoyrev. The reason why they were, but Oiroi was good for that it shouldn't become metama because you can't have Hesach Hadas on the Korban. So in the Or, it can be mafshel l'achoyrev. It's brought down that the B'chaim Briska was makbid that the kids shouldn't steal the Afikoimen. Why? Afikoimen is connected to Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you have to be shoim, that needs a shimur. You have to make sure it doesn't become tomei. That's where the whole mafshil l'achoyrev is dafka l'oyroi. So kids time to have the Afikoimen, it's connected to Korban Pesach, it needs a shimur. So that's why, so maybe you can put it in the oiroi that it's ametame, put it in something that's ametame, but Kaponim, he didn't like the whole taking because of the, it's connected to Korban Pesach, which needs a shimur. The kids take it. Oh, who? Ah, that's the derech of the tayim. The derech Yishmaelim is that. That's how you hold it. That's how they did it. The derech, they did it like a schlepper, so to speak. That's how we did it. We worked. We ourselves sweated and we carried it as our oifen. That was the derech. So that's the derech. It's a good for a kovet and a chavivis. What did you say? The Baalish is saying the reason why they did it like that is tayos. Tayos is derech soichim Yishmaelim uzeh, which. It's a mila. It shows the gevaldige chavivus hamitzvah that they did it themselves and they didn't let someone else do it. And this is the way to schlep it. That's the way. That's a derech that it's done. So they did this type of work themselves. Now there's a different akuda. What about hes chadas and shimur? So that doctor or semech it's ba'oyroi. Hadron aloch tomed nishchat. Hanloch tomed nishchat. Hanloch tomed nishchat. Zok the Mishnah. Eilu dvorim bePesach doichnes haShabbos. These are the avoiders that are doichnes haShabbos. Shchitosoi,
Shechita is Deicha Shabbos because it says B'yayim Tzavoysoi. Yam Bo'osoi, even if it falls on a Shabbos. Zrikas Domoi, to be Zorik the Dam. What's a Chiddush in Zrikas Domoi? So Toys of Adway says, Agav Shechitosoi. No, it's no Issa Shabbos Shechita, it's Oz Nefesh. What's the Issa in Zrika? So Toys says it's Agav. Others say, Toys Shan says that after all, midrabbanan it might be also the zrika because you're being machshir the boss of achila, so it's like a metakan mona. The zrika is causing the tikkun. It's takamuta in chnami. But he's saying, what's bichlal the havamina that you have to read it always? He says of a tikkun. Others want to say the Tiferes Sol says because maybe it's tzevea. After all, you're being tzevea the mizbeach. Come on, from all this, not a problem. Eilu dvorim pesach dechnas haShabbos shchitosoi v'zrikas domoi u'michu krovav. Michu krovav means taking out the kerbayim, which is yasriach if you leave it in there. Now, haktoras chelvav, that means the burning of the fats. Now this is done be'etzim, even if it's done at kosher balaylo, but lamaisa it's you can do it in the daytime also on Shabbos. Avol, however, now Tosfos says the hefshir of the or the skinning l'chayre is doicha Shabbos. So he says the reason why that's not mentioned it's nichlal in hektach halovav because he can't be makter until you mafshit, so that's a chelik of the haktora gufa. On how far are you mafshit? That's a machloekes taka. Are you mafshit only until the choza, and then you take it out? And rabbanon say no, that you're allowed to do more, but lemaisa the rest that you do is only choyt chaticha. It's not a regular efshit zoktosis. So what we're discussing the efshit is the chelik that's the game for the haktora in order to reach the emirin.
You can't wait till
Matishab,
right?
For the Tzliya. But Tzliya is also. Haktorah?
If you wait till
Matishab, if you can wait till Matishab, push off. No, but the Pasuk says,
that's what
the shechita.
But if the halavim,
a marm, you're allowed
to do until
a loyfe. The chelik of that krova is really the haktorah also. That's the chelik of that krova. It's amakav, so you can do it Motzei Shabbos.
Are you allowed to eat the Pesach? Yeah, so
you're eating. No, the eating is at night. The eating is supposed to eat at night.
Right, so you're
the tzliya is at night because that's chelik of the eating. That's totally in the achila. I hear what you're kash. I hear your aura. I hear your aura. The answer is, you have to say as follows. The tzliya is a chelik, not in the akrova. Tzliya is a din in the achila. So that tak is not doicha Shabbos. Mashenk in the aktora, yes, it's kosher balaylo. But since it's a chelik of the akrova, it might not be ma'akiv in the akrova. Since the chelik of the akrova, state in b'yoyim tzavoysoi lahakiv that the akrova is b'yoyim tzavoysoi, it's done. Now Rashi Bavorans, Rashi says, let's see Rashi.
We said, wait till Matzei Shabbos.
There was.
A few months ago, when a guy was telling me he couldn't eat it, and he hadn't eaten that Torah before he went to the mikvah, but we said, leave it on top of the dayach and burn it later. It's not part of the Torah.
No, it's a chelik of that krov. It's ama akiv. That's why you can wait and leave it there. So it shouldn't be possible, Lina. Let's see Rashi. Shechitos v'zrikas domoi efshe ela b'yoyim. On these two, it's only possible b'yoyim. Dichsi b'yoyim tzavoysoi. L'hakiv is kobeneim b'yoyim v'loy b'laylo. Now, it could be, I mean, what's the chiddush that Rashi says b'yoyim v'leilo? Of course, b'yoyim v'leilo. It says ben arba'im yudalad. Lailo is tezvov. So the achronim say that by kochim gufa the lailo is hulach hachayoyim. We know the psulina. When is the psulina? In the morning. Usually, the after night is the next day. The night goes by the next day. By kochim is the opposite. The night goes after the previous day. So b'yoyim tzavoyso lichtin them be'etzim b'leilo also. So maybe the etzim kochim should also be at night, but state name b'yoyim tzavoyso. That's good for the chiddush. There was a havamina that ain't a chenami, you can do everything on Matzah Shabbos. Komashvam b'yoyim davka. If kochim lailo elchach hayoyim, then maybe selikten b'yoyim tzavoysoi. Avdem states, komashvam b'yoyim tzavoysoi b'loy b'lailo, even though lailo is elchach hayoyim. Al kaponim, you're by warning if it's not ma'akev, so then why is it takadoicha? It's takakosha b'lailo. Oh, I think the reason is simple. The Gemara says, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's the reason. Tosa brings that earlier. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita means, yes, it can be done at night. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, l'maisa, it's the starts, the zman starts now, so chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, not to push it off. That's the reason why Akhtorah is doicha Shabbos. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. No, it's mutter. B'yoyim tzavoysoi. B'yoyim tzavoysoi, it's mutter. Are you asking, it's amai akav, do it at night? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Zog de gemore, avo tzliyosim, hashengen de tzliyah, v'hadoch haskrovov, the hadocha of the kerbayim
Eina Deichnes Hashabbos. If you remember, all the way in the beginning of the Talmud Nishchat, in the beginning, the first Amud over there, we said that when is the Zman of the Hakrov of Korban Pesach, Erev Shabbos or Shabbos? We said Shabbos, it's later, an hour later. Why? 7.5 hours in today. Where's the Machloikas at least? If it's later or earlier. Why? Because you don't want it to be Masriach. Why would it be Masriach? It's Machloikas Rashi Toysis. Is it Masriach? Rashi says, because you can't be Tzoyl on Shabbos. And Toys says, because he can't be Madiach, the innards on Shabbos. So that's this over here. It says clearly, it's the Yosef HaDachas Kovei and HaDachas HaShabbos. And that was the Gemara that we said, that it's why on Shabbos you push it off a drop, so it should be less time to be Masriach. HaKovosoi, the carrying of the animal, Vavosei Michutz Etrum. Now, HaKov of the animal is Be'etzem Chaynoi Sezatzmoi. So, Mitzad Issa Shabbos, Derech Hashus Rabim, even though it's only an Issa Shvus, Vak Rashi, Av Bishen El Issa Shvus Drabonon, because Chayno Issa Tzatzmoy, it's still not Doicha. Why? The Havle Le Me'evad Me'etmoil. You could have done it yesterday. So the Etzim bringing, even though Chayno Issa Tzatzmoy, is not Doicha Shabbos. So again, Avot Tzli Yosef HaDachas Kov of Ene Doicha Shabbos, HaKavose, the carrying of the animal of Avose Michutz Tchum, out of the Tchum, Vachiteches Yabaltoi, or cutting off the Abelis, which is also a Bitzapornov, which is also only a Shvus. It's kalachayad if you take it off with your utensil. Ain't doichnas a Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita of Machshir Mitzvah. Doichin, doichnas a Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, Om Rabbi Lozo, Rabbi Eliezer Valoy Dinu, Abin Yukav Choymer. Umayim shchita shi mishum malacha doichnas a Shabbos. Madr shchita is a malacha is doichnas a Shabbos. Elu shem mishum shvus lo yitchas a Shabbos. Punkt verkehrt. If a shchita is doichnas a Shabbos, a malacha, a malacha, so why should shvus not be doichnas? Omel Rabbi Shua, Yontav Yechicha, being right from Yontav. Sheitir by Mishum Malacha, right? Oichel Nefesh is Mutah, v'osu by Mishum Shvus, but a Shvus is also. We're not Matid Rabbonos on Yontav, but Oichel Nefesh is Malacha, is Mutah. Omel Rabbi Lezer, Maze Yeshua, what are you being a Raya from Yontav? Ma Raya Reshus LeMitzvah. I'm bringing you a word like I'm a mitzvah. By mitzvah, so the shvus is called should be mutter. You tell me, stam yontav shvusim should be mutter. Hey, Shem Rabbi Kiva Omar, hazot echiach. Shem mishum mitzvah, hazot is a mitzvah. Vim shum shvus, and it's osim shum shvus. What does hazot mean? Zogt Rashi, a tomemei shechal shvish loy liyoz b'shabes, erev Pesach. Shem lo yazev, he's not going to be make the hazot, he's not going to be able to bring the korban Pesach. It's not doicha. And the reason why it's not doicha, it's not tzorich hakorban, it's tzorich the odom. The person needs it. The B'chonon, the Mikdash Dovet, they explain the word is, why is Hazos and B'yavishviz, why is it not Doicha Shabbos? Because Einich Hanami, Tzorich Pesach, is Tzorich HaKorban is Doicha Shabbos. But this is called Tzorich HaOdom, the person has to be Tor. So that's called Machshir Mitzah. Machshir Mitzah is not Doicha Shabbos. Zog the Gemara, so that's what he said, that Hazos is Tachiyach, which is a mitzvah. Zog the Gemara, she mitzvah v'yimshum shvus, v'eni Doicha Shabbos, Avatal tadame al elu shavu bishen mitzvah ve'im shum shvus leitchus haShabbos. Omer Rabbi Lezer v'ole ani dan. That's good for what I'm done. I hold that hazos should be doicha. Umayim shchitzim shem malacha derech haShabbos. Hazos shem shvus and adin shdech haShabbos should be doicha. Zok de mishnah vayte daf samach vov. Omer loy Rabbi Kiva oy chiluf. Okay, we'll finish the mishnah tomorrow.